The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 26, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on December 7th, 2007, in Mumbai, India.
That even if you were the only devotee left on this planet, your conviction would be so strong that you could convince people to become Krishna conscious. So this is required. Scientific understanding of the science of bhakti. How is it that we know that I'm not this body? How is it that we know that I'm an eternal spiritual being? How is it that we know that Krishna is God? See, these things we have to understand. Very deep understanding. And if we have very deep philosophical understanding of all of these points, then when we speak, it will be very powerful. Any open-minded, intelligent, sensitive person will be impressed. And we see that it is happening. The more we preach, the more we distribute these books, more and more people are saying, yes, this is wonderful. This Krishna consciousness philosophy is wonderful. It is indeed what Krishna says it is. Krishna says, Raja Vidya. It is the perfection of philosophy. There are so many famous philosophers. The West is very proud of its philosophers. When I was a university student, I took philosophy. So we went through the whole, one philosopher after another. They're very proud of parading their great philosophers. But nothing that any of them said made any sense. Prabhupada said the only philosopher in the West, there was one bona fide philosopher in the West, his name was Socrates. Socrates was very much into challenging the materialistic, speculative philosophy of the Athenian culture. He would defeat everyone. He was the most expert. Actually, his arguments have been, Plato has written down his arguments. Socratic arguments are given in great detail. He was so expert at dismantling everything. He was an expert jnani. Neti, he could chop everything to pieces. He was not a bhakta. But he was very expert jnani. He could defeat every single speculative nonsense philosophy. So the Athenian government found him to be a disturbance. And they said, that's it, we're putting you to death. We're going to give you this poison, hemlock poison, you must drink this poison. Now tell us how you would like to be buried. He said, oh, you will have to catch me first. He understood that he was not the body, you see. Therefore, he was a philosopher. To actually be a philosopher, one has to understand, I am not the body. And then he may claim to be a philosopher. Anyone who is rooted in the bodily conception, they are not philosophers. So, after negating, then, the physical conception of the self, and we have to understand what is the actual nature of the self. We can see there are so many changes of body going on from boyhood to youth to old age. But yet, I am a constant factor in spite of those changes of body. I can remember when I was a small child, but the body is different. the chemicals, the molecules that make up my present body are not the same that I have now. It's different. But there is, in spite of the change of the chemicals, there is a non-chemical substance which has remained the same, and that's me, the I within the body. You understand? So to understand what is the actual I, the actual self, that is called the science of self-realization. Human life without self-realization is simply dogs, hogs, camels and asses. Shva vidvara ushtra karai. It is shama eva hi kevalam, simply useless labor. Therefore one must seek out the answer. Three things are mentioned: guru, sadhu, shastra. If one actually wants to become self-realized, he requires guru, he requires sadhus, and he requires the shastra. And then he can get some actual knowledge. If we remain without these masters, the guru, the sadhus, and the shastra. Prabhupada compares to street dog. In America, we don't see so much street dog. But in India, and it's very graphic, especially in Vrindavan, we have seen street dog. Prabhupada calls there two types of dog, anatta and sanatta. With master and without master. So those dogs without masters, oh, they're in pitiable condition. Horrible. Oh, it's just horrible to see those street dogs. They have skin disease, their hair has fallen off, they have wounds all over their body from fighting with the other dogs. And they hardly get enough to eat. They're so skinny and they're so full of anxiety. But then if you go here on Juhu Beach and you see the rich men walking with their dog, you see, oh, they're very stout and strong and jolly dogs. So the dog who has master, he's very jolly and stout and strong. The one without master, he's very morose and lean and thin. So we require these masters. We require a guru, we require sadhus, and we require the shastra. If we will take these masters, if we will take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, if we will join the family of sadhus, what is that family called? The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is a worldwide family of sadhus. And the shastra, Prabhupada's books. So we will take guru, and we will take the sadhus, and we will take the shastra. We will accept these masters, and we will become energized. We will be jolly. This Krishna consciousness is so wonderful that even if you're sick, you can be jolly. Even if you're on your deathbed, you can be jolly. Aham brahmasmi. Devotee knows I'm not this body. He takes everything as a blessing. Whether it's sickness, whether it's health, whether it's poverty, whether it's wealth, whether it's fame, whether it's infamy, whatever it may be. Devotee takes it all as the mercy of Krishna. He utilizes everything in the service of Krishna. In this way, he becomes a revolutionary. Because in this world, everyone is using everything for sense gratification. But the devotee, he is a bird of a different feather. His program is to use everything for Krishna. Mind, words, intelligence, tongue, belly, genitals, everything. Everything for Krishna. So, this is a very, very great opportunity that we have gotten by the mercy of our beloved founder Acharya. His divine grace, Om Vishnu Pad Vanamuhamsa, Parivrajakacharya, Astatarasadashishimad, Esi Bhakti Vedanta, Tritandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. We have gotten the greatest opportunity in the history of the world to be the assistants of Prabhupada, to help him to bring the greatest transformation in the history of the world. There is no guru like Prabhupada. There is no. In the history, there is no spiritual master like Srila Prabhupada. So by having this opportunity to distribute his books, to establish temples, to distribute prasadam, to make devotees. These are the most wonderful activities to assist Prabhupada. And one of those insider secrets, the more you can distribute the nectar, the more you taste the nectar. So, do you want nectar? Do you want to taste nectar? Yes or no? Yes. I thought you were all sleeping there for a minute. So, the more you can distribute the nectar, the more you can distribute books, the more you can chant Hare Krishna in the public place, the more you can make devotees, the more we push forward this Sankirtan movement, we will taste more and more nectar. If you're greedy for the nectar, you become greedy to push forward this movement like anything. The more you distribute the nectar, the more you taste the nectar. So we should never become lazy in the matter of preaching. This is called intelligence. If the more I distribute the nectar, the more I taste the nectar, then the intelligent person would think, let me distribute unlimited nectar. Let me distribute unlimited books. Make unlimited devotees. Distribute unlimited amounts of prasadam. Let me dedicate my whole life to simply distribute unlimited mercy in all directions. In all times, all places, and all circumstances. Such a person, what does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? And there is no one more dear to me than that person who is very eager to distribute this mercy. So if you want to become Krishna Priya, if you want to become personally and directly recognized by Lord Sri Krishna and by Srila Prabhupada, his dearmost son, and then take this Sankirtan Yajna as your life and soul, as your very life and soul. That my purpose for existence is Sankirtan Yajna. Every thought, every word, every deed in all time, places, and circumstances. Sankirtan Yajna. How to purify my heart and how to purify the atmosphere on this planet. By distributing the mercy more and more and more. So we have just a few minutes left. I can ask now if there's any questions. looks like everybody already knows all the answers. No one's feeling any impediments on the pathway of pure bhakti. It's just clear sailing all the way now. No impediments to be removed. Everything is flowing towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Is it? Okay. Well, there's many. Thank you for your nice question. There are many very simple ways you can understand that you're not the body. There's a common experience we have when someone dies, for example. We say, oh, he's passed away. The body is lying there, but yet we feel the person is not there, that he has passed away. So it's very obvious the body and the self are different. In the normal everyday life, we think the body and the self are the same. But when someone dies, everyone has the feeling that the body and the self are different. So instead of only feeling that way when someone dies, we should always remind ourselves of that fact. Another example is, we have the sense of owning the body. My body. Do you ever feel I body? Self-proprietorship over something means the owner of the thing and the thing itself are two different things. So we always say, I hurt my foot. My foot. We don't say, I hurt my foot. So there are many ways to see that actually we're not the body. It is natural psychology. But by false propaganda, we have been, as they say, and we've been hoodwinked or duped into thinking that we are the body. By lying propaganda, all these billboards all over Mumbai, you see, and all the magazines and the movies, we've just been duped into this false conception. But the natural intuition is, I'm not the body. So Krishna consciousness strips away all the programming, the bogus programming, and helps us get back to our original natural consciousness. That's all. It's not an artificial imposition. Does that answer your question? Right. So do we have time for one more question? Maybe we do. Anyone have a last question? All right. I thank you very much for coming. This is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.